Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday. 20 minutes away from getting into an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. We'll get deeper into some conference championship previews. Western Conference starts today. Eastern Conference starts tomorrow at 12:20. Hey, Ryan Howard going to join us at 12:40 today, too, from the Atlanta Dream as they take on the Indiana Fever tonight up there in Indiana. Caitlin Clark, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then they'll play them again later this week here at home. So we'll talk to Ryan Howard as their season is underway. They played one game, yes, off to an 0-1 start, but hopefully they can be 1-1 after tonight. But before we do any of that, this time of day on Tuesdays every week, Mike Conti joins us. Mike, how are you?
What up, Mikey?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're good. We were just kind of talking in the at the end of what's trending about, you know, with the conference finals starting today and not too far away from the end of the NBA season, which then means the draft and then free agency and all that after that. We're about a month removed from Landry Fields not being the general manager of the Hawks anymore. And it feels a little bit like some of the rumors have slowed down a little bit, mm-hmm, about, you know, candidates and all that for team president. What's going on there, do you think?
I think I've told you guys before, I think it's possible they don't make a hire.
Yep.
You know, they have a GM now, and they have Quinn Snyder, who would have a very strong voice in any decisions. And it's possible that they may just go and not make a hire and stick with this group. It's also possible that they might still be talking to other candidates. I know they were talking to other candidates as recently as about a week and a half ago. So I guess there are still a couple different options on the table. But this is my third week sitting with you guys now, yes, with no, yep, update.
Well, I guess fourth, actually. Well, we missed one week, and it would have been fourth. But
yeah.
Let me ask you this then, because just sort of the names that have been reported, and then maybe even if they don't do anything, right? Mm-hmm. Like, which seems maybe like the most likely option now. Let's say that those are three paths. There's like the Danny Ferry. Giannis's agent was a name that was out there. Like, that kind of feels like one path. There's the Ujiri from Toronto, kind of feels like a different path. Mm-hmm. And then there's just the stick with what you have now path.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do those three options give you any feeling about what the offseason might look like? Like, do those feel like different paths, like for the team going forward, or not? It's just too hard to say.
It's a good question. I don't really have, like, inside,
okay,
connections on what that could be. I think, look, in general, and again, I apologize for kind of repeating myself now. The big decision they're going to have to make this offseason deals with Trae Young and his future with the team. It is possible that there's already a consensus among people already with the team on how they want to proceed with that, and they might be looking for a candidate who will affirm that idea and then help them move forward. Or they could be listening to different voices with different ideas, and that might change the whole plan of what they want to do in the hiring process. But you're getting to the point now where, like, you've already had the combine. The NBA combine is what it is. I mean, you bring in your targeted rookies for workouts in most cases. You're going to have picks 13 and 22. You got a really good player at 13. Mm-hmm. I mean, I tweeted the list of players that have been taken 13th overall over the last couple of years. It's a great list, like Donovan Mitchell and Tyler Hero and a couple other really big names that you know, could end up helping the team. You could package 13 and 22 and move up a little bit and maybe, you know, try to get something a little bit better. But you're at the point where important scouting needs to occur right now.
Right.
Important decisions about how you're going to approach the draft and the opening days of free agency need to be made right now. So there have got to be enough people in the building, even if you haven't hired a new president of basketball operations, who are laying the foundation for these decisions to be made. That's why I think every day that goes on where they don't make a hire makes it less likely that they're going to bring in someone.
Yeah.
Mike, this is the seventh year that there will be a new NBA champion.
And love it, by the way.
And that's going to be my question to you about it. Does that give hope to other teams like the Hawks? And like, because of the fact is that these dynasty type teams won't be prevalent as they were before.
Well, if you look at the four teams left, some of the blueprints were similar in how they were built, and some were dissimilar. Like, Minnesota nailed it on picking Anthony Edwards. They already had Towns, who they spun into Randall, and that initially looked like it was not going to work. I don't know if you remember when the Timberwolves came here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In mid-December.
It took them about 4 months to figure it out.
The Hawks beat the snot out of them here. Like, they were terrible. So it took them a while to figure it out. But their centerpiece was someone they got because they were bad. Mm-hmm. And they nailed it on their lottery pick. Oklahoma City. They had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They decided he was the piece they wanted to build around. And then Sam Presti went out and just stockpiled draft picks. And OKC did not go out and spend big on any free agents or max contracts. They just made very, very smart draft picks. That is a team that truly built 100% through the draft. New York went kind of the spendy route, you know, if you want to make comparisons. Brunson was someone they acquired from Dallas. They paid him a max contract to keep him. They go out, they swing big to bring in Towns. Then they bring in Hart and Bridges, and they're going out. They're building through spending, basically. And then Indiana, I think, is the team that probably of the four left worked the trade market the best. The trade they made with Sacramento?
Yeah.
You know, that ended up being a transformative trade for both franchises. So there are, I think the four teams left have shown you there's four different ways to do it. I think the Hawks are probably more in the boat of, you really hope they nailed it on their draft pick with Reza Shea. Right. You hope maybe they nail it again this year. Trey is a guy they drafted. They clearly nailed it on that. You know, maybe there's kind of like a mixture of the OKC blueprint and the Indiana blueprint in play with the Hawks, where now they've got to go out and maybe make a big trade or two. And look, the Dyson Daniels trade looks like a very, very successful trade. Is it a trade that's going to put them in the top four in the East alone? No. But it could position them where one more correct move could get them there. So the Hawks are going to be a hybrid of maybe what the Knicks did, because they're going to have to go out and get a free agent. What Indiana did, they're going to have to go out and nail a trade. And what OKC did, they're going to have to go out and nail all their draft picks.
But I do think that's a good point, just in terms of the general current landscape of the NBA being a bit different than it was even 5 years ago.
Totally.
Obviously, there were different ways to get to the blueprint, but the blueprint was get three superstars,
yeah,
pay them all the money, and have a big three.
I think there were too many examples of that strategy failing. Mm-hmm. Where did that get the Brooklyn Nets?
Was it because of how good those players were in that big three? Like, I always talk about that because when people talk about the big three and things like that, and we talk about the 7 years in a row, well, look who held it before them. You had LeBron in his prime. You had Steph in his prime, those type things. Was it more or less you look at the big three working because of the caliber of player was? The unselfish of the three.
I think the instances in which the big three worked were because you had a generational player like a LeBron with Kyrie and who would the third be?
Kevin Love, I guess. But they had LeBron.
They have LeBron. Yeah. He's like two.
But like obviously in Miami, but obviously it's LeBron. But
exactly. With Golden State, you know, Clay, Steph, Draymond.
And then Kevin Durant.
And then Durant, another generational player in his prime.
Yeah.
You look at what Brooklyn did. Durant was hurt. DeAndre Jordan was just a guy everyone liked playing with. He wasn't very good. And then who was the third? Kyrie.
Kyrie, yeah.
That didn't work. Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You know, Simmons, we all know. Embiid now getting a lot of heat in Philadelphia for his durability. And then they couldn't find out – they couldn't figure out that third piece. Like, they had Jimmy Butler. They got rid of him in favor of Tobias Harris. Huge mistake. So there are a lot of instances in which assembling the big three did not work, and I think that's proven now to be an unworkable strategy unless you have a once-in-a-generation player. Like, as it looks right now, Milwaukee is probably only at one title with Giannis.
Probably.
Because Giannis is probably gone.
Well, it kind of looks like all of these teams, like it feels like we're transitioning out of that era of star. And it feels like right now with Ant-Man and SGA and Brunson and Halliburton, I wouldn't put quite in that category, but whatever. He's playing and he's obviously very good. Mm-hmm. Like the younger generation, one of them is about to get a championship.
I know.
Right? But yeah, like the Giannis era feels like it's over in Milwaukee with one championship. The Jokic era, which has been multiple MVPs, but one championship, and I don't know how they get back there given what their roster is right now. And you just kind of look at the champions over the last handful of years, like it's kind of what it is. Like you get one, right?
But it does make it interesting.
Yeah. It does. It does.
And again, like let's put the Hawks off to the side for a second. If I'm a Houston Rockets fan or a Detroit Pistons fan or obviously a Knicks fan or
Spurs,
yeah, like those are some teams that are not that far away. I know some people around here probably won't be too thrilled with me saying it. I think the Spurs are closer than the Hawks. I think the Pistons are closer than the Hawks right now.
I agree with both of those.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to be hot tanky or anything like that. The Detroit Pistons are closer to winning a title than the Hawks. I think the Pistons are one player away. I think the Hawks might be more than one player away.
Right.
Not three. Maybe more than one. So I guess two.
Well, Mike, I always wait to about 52 to ask you the question.
Yeah. How much time we have left?
Yeah, right there. Yeah. They didn't lose.
Well, they did on Saturday.
Well, I mean, they didn't lose. They won Wednesday. They tied Wednesday.
That's how.
I guess since we've talked to you, one of the games wasn't a loss. They didn't lose.
They didn't lose.
But they did lose.
Funny. They played better in the loss than they did in the draw.
Well, I mean, definitely.
Philadelphia's good.
This is where we are right now, guys. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
We're looking at a 1-0 draw to a rotated Philadelphia team. They didn't even play their A team. We're looking at a 1-0 draw and actually thinking, yeah, you know what? They actually didn't play that bad. Maybe that's a step in the right direction. If we could go back in a time machine like 6-7 years, if you were to tell me, like, I would be coming on your show saying, oh, they lost 1-0, but it's not that bad. I would have thought you're crazy. That would have been completely unacceptable, and at home, no less.
We're coming into this season, like, and again, I get it. Like, there's excitement and hype coming into every season, but like,
this is different
with the money that was spent and the return of Al Marone and Garth has his guys now in the front office and all this stuff. It was like, all right, here we go. Now we can finally get going.
That's what we all.
It's worse than it's ever been. Like,
this is the worst they've ever been. You're
crazy.
Right. This is the worst team they've ever had. This is the general vibe I'm getting, you know, from some people that I talked to over there. I don't think they were prepared for how low the floor could have been with what they brought in.
Really?
I think they're very, very surprised that some players have come in, and then some players who were here have just performed at a floor much lower than any of the analytics could have told them. So there you are. I mean, we carry the games of trying to encourage everyone to listen and attend. And you know, you'll have another one on Sunday against Cincinnati, but like at this point, like I just want to see him score a goal.
Right.
It's
right.
Like I told you last week. They actually did score a goal in Austin. It's funny what one of the guys this is walking out to the bat. How do you call that goal? I go, well, I was surprised because I'm just not expecting. I'm literally going into games now expecting them to be shut out because the goals they're scoring, other than the one in Austin, like we joked, the goal they scored a couple weeks ago against Nashville was an accidental goal.
Yes,
it was Brooks Lennon shooting it, and Miguel Almiron blocked the shot into the net.
He missed the goal, and luckily it hit Almiron.
Yeah.
But then Saturday, and again, no one wants to hear this, and it doesn't help, and close doesn't count, blah, blah, blah. But, like, there were three or four shots that would have been beautiful goals because
100%.
Of the
built-up
and the pass, and it should – I mean,
yeah,
you had a great look.
No,
like,
look,
they should be in the back of the net. They're just not.
If we're going to sit here and tease a little bit, we also have to accept the reality. Like, yes, they actually did come close to – a couple very pretty, well-worked goals against a good Philadelphia team on Saturday. So I'm not saying the situation is hopeless by any means, but, like, any day now, like, let's go.
We're on to Cincinnati.
I like three in the back.
On in Cincinnati.
Yeah, and honestly, I think they did some positional things on Saturday. Jason talked extensively about it. They did some positional things on Saturday that looked pretty good. So I kind of hope.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hope they stick with what they were trying to do there.
Yeah, I agree. Like, it just looks better.
Yeah.
The results haven't been there, but it looks closer.
So. But I don't blame people for not wanting to be patient.
I don't either.
Because it's been a while.
And if anybody rolled their eyes when I talked about close, I don't blame them for that either. But it does feel a little bit closer.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I agree.
Mike, we appreciate it.
All right, guys.
We'll come back, get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.